Thursday, we'd like to find out what's doing around the Singleton Council area with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate? You staying dry?
Yeah, g'day, Bear. Mate, struggling too. It's been a wet period, hasn't it? And listen to the Bureau, we've got a bit more coming at us, not only the next few days, the next few months.
Yes, well, that's the La Nina they're talking about. Hopefully it clears away for Christmas, because you got a lot happening in Singleton, starting with your the Shop in Singleton campaign.
Yeah, we sure have. What a lovely time of year coming in the Christmas, and let's hope we keep on top of all those other things that have been happening in our community, things like COVID. But yeah, we're partnering with our really good friends in the Singleton Business Chamber, and we've got a really exciting program of activities and initiatives that have been rolled out. The Shop in Singleton campaign is really about energising our community. It's really about putting that spring in our step and that positive messaging that Christmas is a wonderful time of year. And things like our Santa's Little Helper program, which we ran last year, which is so good. It's all about getting the kids engaged, getting the kids down the main street. An opportunity for the kids who spot the most amount of little helpers or involved in the program of instant spending Singleton cards. We've got the Christmas Gift Guide, which is a new initiative, which again is really about putting out there all the opportunities to buy things for your loved ones here in Singleton. Our Light Up Your Business activities, the window displays. Again, that's about bringing that feel to town, that Christmas spirit. A $1,500 spending Singleton card for the winner of that campaign. And then we have our general program, a continuation of our Spending Singleton program. We have over 130 businesses who are now involved, which is just remarkable. And we've gone way past $600,000 in terms of total spend for that program. So a really good program. It's really about saying, come on, guys, we want a vibrant, sustainable shopping precinct in town, but we've got to spend our money local.
Absolutely. And if you've got friends and family outside the region, send them a Spend in Singleton card for Christmas. That way they've got to come and visit you to spend it.
That's 100% right, mate. I've never thought about it that way, but I might just do that myself for my parents in Dubbo. They can call on the way through when they come to see us and fill the car up, go and buy themselves a lovely lunch or dinner, whatever it may be.
That's exactly right. Now, a couple of years ago, my family and I spent a wonderful evening at Christmas in John Street. It was a wonderful event. I'm pleased to hear it's coming back.
Mate, it's back. I hope to have it bigger and better than ever. A whole host of planning's already been going into this event. We're still going to have some COVID restrictions because, although we're watching what the government does in that space, and we'll just need to react to what the government does.
Yeah.
But we're thinking we'll probably need to cap it somewhere between the 3,000 to 5,000 people, which is still a wonderful crowd. Wonderful crowd. So together with, again, with the business chamber, we're working with a lot of our shops there in the main street to get as many as we possibly can to extend their trading hours on the 10th of Friday, the 10th of December. It's going to, well, fireworks are back. We missed them a couple of years ago. There's going to be a whole range of stalls, endless supply of activities for the kids. And, of course, the most important thing, our good friends at Rotary are bringing Santa along again.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Mate, we started by talking about the weather. There's a fair bit more that's happening today and in the next few days. You guys are keeping everybody very much up to date with the Singleton Council website. Well done.
Yeah, mate, we work hard on that. We know communication is really important. What we don't do, we don't create our own information. We're just a link organisation. We just provide the information that comes through the experts, which is the Bureau and also our partners at the SES. So we'll continue to do that. We've got our emergency dashboard on our website, which brings that to life and has our road closure information, those types of things. I just want a really big call out, a big shout out to not only the staff that we have in our organisation who work incredible hours and are on call during these events, but the volunteers who make up the state emergency service. I've said it before and I'll keep saying again just how fortunate they are across the state, but even more so here in Singleton. I just know how good a show that they run. And having been in contact with them the last 24, 48 hours, they're working 24 hours a day, these guys, and they're volunteers.
Yeah.
And they do it, but they're so professional. They're volunteers, but they're very, very, very professional.
Yeah, it makes you proud to be an Aussie when it comes to the likes of the SES and the RFS. When tragedy strikes, these people run out of the house and say, how can I help?
Oh, mate, it does inspire you. And I know from my perspective, it makes all of us go the extra yard as well, because we can see how much effort they put in, how passionate they are, and how committed they are.
Spot on. Jason, as always, thanks for your time. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and all the listeners.